Mali is the latest West African nation to face a possible outbreak of Ebola. Health officials there are scrambling to track down hundreds of people who may have been exposed to the disease after two people died in Mali's capital and two others have tested positive for Ebola. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports there's concern that this West African country lacks both the resources and experience to stop the outbreak before it gets out of control.
Officials from the UN, the World Health Organization, the government of Mali, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are all calling for swift action. They want to try to keep Mali from descending into the Ebola chaos that's hit neighboring Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone.
This is very deeply concerning. We've already got a cluster. It's not just one case. It's a cluster.
CDC Director Tom Frieden says his agency is sending additional staff to help respond to the outbreak. This cluster of new Ebola cases in Mali centers around a private hospital in the capital Bamako. On October 27th, an imam from neighboring Guinea died at the clinic from what was diagnosed at the time as kidney failure. This week, one of the nurses who treated him died of Ebola. Now, two other people from the clinic have tested positive for the virus. The body of the imam was sent to a local mosque to be cleaned and then sent back to Guinea for a large public funeral before authorities realized he probably died of Ebola. Frieden with the CDC says the risk of this cluster turning into a major outbreak is high.
There will be hundreds of contacts who need to be traced. Every single one of them needs to be contacted every day. If anyone becomes ill, they need to come in for care and isolation. And if anyone dies, they need to be safely buried.
Frieden says the CDC is looking at putting in place exit screening at the Bamako airport, and the U.S. may consider new entry requirements for travelers arriving from the landlocked nation. Prior to this cluster at the Bamako clinic, Mali had only had one Ebola case. It was a two-year-old girl from Guinea who died on October 24th. Despite this, the country had been preparing for Ebola's arrival for months. Teresa San Cristobal with Doctors Without Borders had helped the health ministry set up a 13-bed Ebola isolation hospital in Bamako. The two confirmed cases are now being treated there.
The challenge is that all the people that is working with us is new to the disease. So there is a lot of training to be done.
The staff on the Ebola ward needs to be taught meticulous infection control. Contact tracers need to be trained. And when anyone now dies of an unexplained illness, the body needs to be treated as if it's potentially infected with Ebola. Funerals have been a big problem during this outbreak in West Africa, where it's common for many people to touch the body before burial. San Cristobal says getting people to change deeply held cultural beliefs about how you say goodbye is hard. Ebola, she says, is the disease of love. The virus turns acts of compassion into chains of transmission.
People who take care of you while you are sick is the people who get affected. People who prepare your body to the burial is the people who get affected.
She says traditional burials continue in Mali. Up until now, there hasn't been the need for mass media campaigns warning people about the risks of touching dead bodies like there have been in other Ebola-affected countries. San Cristobal says it's very hard to predict whether this flare-up will be snuffed out quickly. But she adds the international community knows how to contain it. And the question is whether or not an adequate response will be mounted in Mali fast enough to accomplish that. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.